13. In this chapter, we will learn about social entrepreneurship trends, the road ahead, the status of social entrepreneurship in India, and 5 predictions for the future of social entrepreneurship around the world. The British Council is the UK's international organization for educational opportunities and cultural relations. They are on the ground in 6 continents and over 100 countries, bringing international opportunity to life. Through their Global Social Enterprise Program, they promote the development of social enterprise and social investment to help address entrenched social and environmental problems and deliver a positive change in the communities and societies. Not only that, they provide social entrepreneurs with access to training, mentoring, and funding opportunities and promote social enterprise education in schools and universities as well. They convene policy dialogues, organize study tours, conduct research to share best practices in scaling social enterprise and social investment. They also deliver international development projects that promote growth of social enterprise. As we have seen, social enterprise activity within India is developing very, very fast. And hence, the British Council set out to quantify the social enterprise activity in India. They surveyed 259 social enterprises and found the following state of the social entrepreneurship in India. 1. Social entrepreneurship is a young scene, that is, social enterprises are young in their age. The survey responses received from social enterprises showed that 57% of these are hardly 5 years old or even younger. Most social enterprises across regions followed the overall trend of having started after 2010. Further, even the leadership is relatively young. That is, the founders or the people at the helm, the average age is below 44 years of age. 2. Social enterprise is generating employment. More than half of the social enterprises created, they create direct employment by employing disadvantaged groups in their workforce. And nearly 2/3 work with the objective of creating employment. More than half provide skills training to the vulnerable groups. On an average, social enterprises employ 19 employees, of which 17 are full-time and around 4 are part-time. 25% of the full-time employees and 65% of the part-time employees are women. This is very encouraging because, in fact, the percentages of women employment seems to be more in the social sector versus the for-profit sector. This continues even for female leadership, with nearly 24% of the social enterprises being led by women. Compare this to the percentage in the for-profits. It's only 88.9% female-led firms are in mainstream business in the private sector firms, which are led by women. So social sector is definitely a very good place for the women to be in. And this growth, the fourth finding here is, the growth is set to continue. 78% of the social enterprises aim to expand into new geographical areas based compared to where they started out from. 73% of these ventures aim to increase their customer base in the coming years. They are not satisfied with the customers they are already serving and are definitely more ambitious. 64% aim to increase sales with existing customers, and 71% aim to develop new products and services versus what they started out with. 56% are already looking to attract investments to expand, and 27% aim to replicate their business model or create franchising opportunities. So this social sector is definitely set to grow. However, we also came across the following barriers faced by social enterprises. So although investments is not a top growth plan, access to finance was the largest barrier identified with social enterprises. 57% respondents found capital a constraint. 50% of them found access to grants difficult, while 33% identified maintaining a cash flow was a constraint. 32% of them said that there is a lack of understanding and awareness of the social enterprises amongst banks and support organizations. Not only funding, even human resources seems to be a constraint, with 31% feeling that the social sector is facing a shortage of managerial and technical skills. The main staffing challenge is finding and retaining junior to mid-level talent. 6. Social enterprises work in many sectors, of which the top sectors are skill development activities, education, agriculture, fisheries, dairy, financial services, and energy and clean technology. The mid-level sectors in the social scene is non-farm livelihood and food and nutrition. And the lower sector is made up of tourism, and 3% or the least would be in justice, rehabilitation and human rights. 7. Social enterprises are generating social impact. So that is the mission that they have set out for, that is making a social change in the world, is being achieved by these social enterprises. Almost 80% are reinvesting a proportion of the surplus to further their social or environmental goals through growth and development activities. 70% of the social enterprises work with individuals from socially and economically disadvantaged communities. We saw this example in the two IIT students of Kanpur who set up the social enterprise of recycling the floral waste, for which they were employing women who were earlier manual scavengers. And like this, there are many other organizations who are using these marginalized people or the disadvantaged people and giving them employment and technical skills. 82% of these social enterprises are working with women, and 31% work with people with disabilities. Also, 46% work with children as well. Finding 8. The surveyed social enterprises have supported a total of 150 million beneficiaries over their lifetime. And as many as 20 lakh social enterprises are currently operating in India, and growth is expected not only from these 20 lakh social enterprises, but more coming into the fold. So what are the key actors supporting social entrepreneurship in India? Although Global Social Entrepreneur Support Organization, Ashoka, officially introduced the term social entrepreneur in 1981, in India, it is existing almost since the 1950s, when cooperative and community-owned business models like Amul and Fab India came into existence. Moreover, social impact and entrepreneurship is deeply rooted in the Indian ethos as well. Of a study done for 4 countries of India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and Ghana, the Indian social enterprise ecosystem was found to be the most developed amongst these 4 countries. India also has a wide and growing range of domestic and international investors and support organizations. In the past decade, India has witnessed considerable growth in social enterprise activity. Moreover, the number and quality of innovative ideas and business plans has improved due to growing awareness, support, quality training, and workshops available, not only for social entrepreneurs, but also for the social enterprise leaders. The social enterprise ecosystem has also evolved due to support organizations providing direct, indirect, financial, and advisory assistance to the social enterprises. Let us look at some of these support organizations. We have studied about these in the earlier chapters as well, but we can go through them once again in further detail. Incubators. Social enterprise incubators like Unlimited India and Will Grow provide financial and advisory support to seed stage and early stage social entrepreneurs who are looking to develop and pilot their social impact ideas. Will Grow is further involved in evolving social enterprise ecosystems in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities through its unconventional initiative. Accelerators. India also has a small number of accelerators that directly support social enterprises by facilitating access to funding, mentoring, conducting workshops and training, refining business models and innovations, and providing research support to measure the impact. Some of the prominent accelerators in India are Impact Investment Holding, Center for Innovation, Incubation and Entrepreneurship, that is CIIE at IIM Ahmedabad. DASRA's Social Impact Accelerator Program. Unfortunately, majority of the incubators and accelerators are located in urban locations because of the better infrastructure and other facilities available in urban areas. And therefore, more of these are needed in the non-urban locations to service the regional entrepreneurs and their enterprises. Impact investors. Impact investing refers to investments made into companies, organizations, and funds with the intention to generate a measurable, beneficial social or environmental impact alongside a financial return. There are over 50 impact funds and investors operating in India. However, like the accelerators, these ones are also located mainly in the four metropolitan cities of Bangalore, Mumbai, Delhi, and Chennai. According to a 2014 study, around US$1.6 billion has been invested in over 220 social enterprises between the period 2000 to 2014. Impact investors engage with social enterprises at multiple stages. At the seed funding stage, typically the investments are between 15 lakhs to rupees 1 crore, and examples of seed funding are Unitas Seed Fund and Impact Invest Holding. Early stage funding. These funds invest in early stage companies with investments ranging between 1 crore to rupees 6.75 crore. And some examples would be Avishkar Fund, Indian Angel Network, Venture East, etc. Growth stage funding. The investments at this stage are commonly over rupees 6.75 crore. But we have seen that these are rarely made. And there seems to be a lack of investors and funds in India that have a purely scale focus to support growth stage funding. The example of the growth stage funds are Lok Capital, Grassroots Business Fund, Bamboo Finance, Acumen Fund and Avishkar Fund. So out of the total impact investments in India as of 2014, 70% were concentrated in the microfinance and the financial inclusion sector. Agribusiness, clean energy and healthcare have attracted investments worth 340 million. And by the end of 2014, investments have been made in social enterprises working on water and sanitation as well. Multilaterals and donor agencies. Multilateral agencies operate in the social enterprise sector through impact investors, incubators and accelerators by funding and collaborating on immersion and incubation programs, capacity building workshops and research studies. Agencies fund programs, organizations, events and awards to promote innovation and social enterprise. Corporations. In India, perhaps the biggest step towards engaging the private sector in social development has been the amendment to the Companies Act 2013. According to Schedule 7 of this Act, it was made mandatory for corporates to contribute 2% of the average net profit of the last 3 years in pursuance of social responsibility programs, according to the organization's corporate social responsibility policy. The corporates for whom the CSR spends are mandatory are those with a net worth of INR 500 crore or more, or a turnover of rupees 1000 crore or more, or a net profit of rupees 5 crore or more. The type of programs and sectors in which the CSR spends are to be made are also detailed in Schedule 7 of Companies Act 2013. And therefore, not any program that the company wants to do can become a CSR program. It has to be as per the Schedule 7 of the Companies Act 2013. This mandate has definitely considerably increased the funds available for the NGOs and social development in India. Chambers of Commerce and Industry Associations. There are 24 associations in India that predominantly work for small and medium enterprises. The industry associations are fostering growth in social enterprise by providing accreditation and empanelment facilities, enabling access to corporate donors, providing networking opportunities with peer entrepreneurs, conducting seminars and discussions, running challenges and funding awards, and producing knowledge products. The prominent industry associations in India include Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce, the Associated Chambers of Commerce Industry of India, CII, the Confederation of Indian Industry, the National Association of Software and Service Companies, and the Indian Impact Investors Council. Online platforms and media. There are many online communities and platforms that promote, support, and publish news about social enterprise ecosystem. They highlight the work being done by social enterprises and identify emerging social organizations to watch out for. For example, Your Story's Social Story segment is one such online media platform that publishes stories and updates from the social enterprise sector. Since its inception in 2008, Your Story has profiled stories of over 15,000 entrepreneurs in India. Other such platforms are The Better India, Think Change India, etc. Newspapers and magazines, Economic Times, Outlook, etc. These publications also have sections dedicated to social business news. Forums and networks. India has active forums where the social enterprise community can discuss, network, and engage more closely with other stakeholders. This allows organizations to share updates, opportunities, and challenges across sectors and locations. Some examples are the Sankalp Forum, the National Entrepreneurship Network, the Aspen Network of Development Entrepreneurs, Indus Entrepreneurs, and Jagritri Yatra. Co-working spaces. The co-working culture in India is brimming with opportunities. Spaces such as Bombay Connect, 91 Springboard Avenues, Jaga, etc. host young commercial and social startups, organize events, and conduct workshops and programs that facilitate networking and learning opportunities for the entrepreneurs. Nowadays there are many social innovation events and awards. For example, the Tata Social Enterprise Challenge, NASSCOM's 10,000 Startups, the Schwab Foundation's Social Entrepreneur of the Year Award, and convention by Will Grow, the Manthan Award, the SEED Initiative Award, and many, many others. The Makerspace Movement. Here, the entrepreneurs get together to create, invent, learn, and brainstorm, and this has gained momentum. For example, Kerala Startup Missions Fab Lab and the Workbench Project in Bangalore. These events allow social enterprises to test products and services in front of an audience and build networks and teams. To conclude, in the past decade, India has witnessed tremendous growth in the social enterprise activity. It is becoming increasingly important for the government to promote awareness of social entrepreneurship and enterprise. More schools, universities, and research organizations are needed to encourage an entrepreneurial mindset among the young people, particularly one geared towards tackling social changes and tackling social challenges in the communities and thereby creating more jobs. For the future of social entrepreneurship, the social sector in India will need significant support from key audiences to fulfill its growth potential, attract talent, have policy influence, and secure external investment. Let us now move on to the concluding part of the chapter, which is the 5 predictions on the future of social entrepreneurship as made by Bill Drayton, the founder of Ashoka. So on November 29, 2012, Bill Drayton, in an interview with New York Times, shared his views or 5 predictions on the future of social entrepreneurship. First, according to him, social entrepreneurship will dissolve as a distinct discipline. Through the coming years, we'll see social entrepreneurship woven into the very fabric of existing disciplines. And that is, social enterprises will no longer be distinct from other enterprises. In other words, the mainstreaming of social enterprise will lead to its disappearance as a distinct activity. And all businesses will have the social impact as well as the business impact woven into one. Assumptions of high profit margins. This is the second prediction by Bill Drayton. And according to him, assumptions of high profit margins will be recalibrated to the realities of mission-based enterprise. On one hand, there is good news. And the good news is that the social sector will prove that enterprises can be financially sustainable and even profitable. However, on the other hand, the bad news is that optimistic assumptions around profit margins will encounter a hard reality check. Succeeding in business anyways is very difficult, and succeeding in business with an integrated social mission is doubly so. The third prediction is that the greatest social change will be caused by moving the corporate needle. We have seen in the earlier chapters the surge of enthusiasm for new social ventures. This is astonishing and good news as well. All around us, social entrepreneurs are creating new projects poised for growth and impact. Again, we learnt about in detail of the numerous innovative social entrepreneurs and their novel inventions. However, great substantive impacts can only be achieved through a far more and through incremental shifts in the corporate behavior. Because impacts, even revolutionary ones in the non-profit or the entrepreneurial sectors, will not be able to lead to substantive impacts in society. Fourth prediction. Social impact assessment will become more sophisticated and fully integrated into the organizational analysis. Monitoring, evaluation, and assessment cannot be stressed enough for the success of an organization. And since social impact assessment will no longer be a supplement or alternative to existing tools for the organizational assessment, it will become an integrated and essential feature of any robust product or service analysis for a social enterprise. The fifth prediction. Impermanence and constant reconfiguration will define the career arc of aspiring social entrepreneurs. Individuals planning to make a living through social entrepreneurship should brace themselves for a career marked by frequent changes in employment and a constant reconfiguration of skills and teams, each assembled for different tasks at given times. As we can see, change is the only constant. There are constant innovations happening around us, be it in the telecom industry, be it in the automobile industry, be it in the food processing industry. Change keeps happening, and therefore, any entrepreneur, and more so a social entrepreneur, will have to be conscious that change will be there, and therefore, impermanence and constant reconfiguration will be the only defining career arc of a social entrepreneur. With this, we come to an end of the chapter, and now we will move on to the next chapter. Thank you.